Hari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जयो राधा वृंदावन विहारी राधा वृंदावन विहारी राधे। जय राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी। जय गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन। जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद। जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरुदेव। नीथाय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल नीथाय गौर हरि बोल। कलियुग पावन श्री नाम संकीर्तन की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीर् उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो फिफ्थ चैप्टर फाइव चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड लॉर्ड ऋषभदेव टीचिंग्स टेक्स्ट नंबर टू, महत्सेवां द्वारं आहुर विमुक्ते तमो द्वारं योषितां संगी संगां महंतस्ते समचित्ता प्रशांता विमन्यव सुरद साधवो ये महत्सेवां द्वारं आहुर विमुक्ते तमो द्वारं योषितां संगी संगम महंतस्ते समचित्ता प्रशांता विमन्यव सुरद साधवो ये महत्सेवां द्वारं आहुर विमुक्ते तमो द्वारं योषितां संगी संगम महंतस्ते समचित्ता प्रशांता विमन्यव सुरद साधवो ये अन्यव सुरद साधवो ये महत्सेवां द्वारं आहुर विमुक्तेस तमो द्वारं योषिता संगी संगम महंतस्ते समचित्ता प्रशांता विमन्यव सुरद साधवो ये महत्सेवां द्वारं आहुर विमुक्तेस तमो द्वारं योषितां संगी संगम महंतस्ते समचित्ता प्रशांता विमन्यव सुरद साधवो ये महत्सेवां द्वारं आहुर विमुक्तेस तमो द्वारं योषितां संगी संगम महंतस्ते समचित्ता प्रशांता विमन्यव सुरद साधवो ये मतजीस महत्सेवां द्वारं आहुर विमुक्तेस तमो द्वारं योषितां संगी संगम महंतस्ते समचित्ता प्रशांता विमन्यव सुरद साधवो ये वट टू वर्ड मीनिंग महत्सेवाम सर्विस टू द स्पिरिचुअली एडवांस्ड पर्सन्स कॉल्ड महात्मास द्वारम द वे आहु देसे विमुक्ते ऑफ लिबरेशन तमद्वारम द वे टू द डंजियन ऑफ द डार्क हेलिश कंडीशन ऑफ लाइफ योषिताम ऑफ वुमन संगी ऑफ असोसिएट्स संगम असोसिएशन महांता हाईली एडवांस्ड इन स्पिरिचुअल अंडरस्टैंडिंग ते दे समचित्ता पर्सन्स हू सी एवरीवन इन स्पिरिचुअल आइडेंटिटी प्रशांत वेरी पीसफुल situated in Brahman or Bhagavan. Vimanyava, without anger. One must distribute Krishna consciousness to persons who are hostile without becoming angry at them. Surda, well-wishers of everyone. Sadhava, qualified devotees, without abominable behavior. Ye, they who. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. One can attain the path of liberation from material bondage only by rendering service to highly advanced spiritual personalities. These personalities are impersonalist and devotees. Whether one wants to merge into the Lord's existence or wants to associate with the personality of Godhead, one should render service to the Mahatmas. For those who are not interested in such activities, who associate with people fond of women and sex, the path to hell is wide open. The Mahatmas are equipoised. They do not see any difference between one living entity and another. They are very peaceful and are fully engaged in devotional service. They are devoid of anger and they work for the benefit of everyone. They do not behave in any abominable way. Such people are known as Mahatmas. Purport. The human body is like a junction. One may either take the path of liberation or the path leading to hellish condition. How one can take these paths is described herein. On the path of liberation, one associates with Mahatmas, and on the path of bondage, one associates with those attached to sense gratification and women. There are two types of Mahatmas, the impersonalist and devotee. Although their ultimate goal is different, the process of emancipation is almost the same. Both want eternal happiness. One seeks happiness in impersonal Brahman and the other seeks happiness in the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As described in the first verse, Brahma Saukhyam. Brahman means spiritual or eternal. Both the impersonalist and the devotee seek eternal blissful life. In any case, it is advised that one become perfect. In the words of Chaitanya Charitamrit, Madhya Leela 22.87, Asat Sangatyag, Ei Vaishnavachar, Stri Sanghi, Eka Sadhu, Krishna Bhakta Ar. To remain unattached to the modes of material nature, one should avoid associating with those who are asat, materialistic. There are two kinds of materialists. One is attached to woman and sense gratification, and the other is simply a non-devotee. On the positive side is association with Mahatmas, and on the negative side is the avoidance of non-devotees and woman hunters. Om Ajnanetimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrijatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Stute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर डिस्कसिंग दिस ब्यूटिफुल सेक्शन फ्रॉम द फिफ्थ चैप्टर ऑफ द फिफ्थ कैंटो ऑफ द श्रीमद् भागवतम एंटाइटल्ड टीचिंग्स ऑफ लॉर्ड ऋषभदेव अंटू हिज 100 सन्स। सो दिस इज वन ऑफ द वेरी important sections of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and we see that our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, in many of his purports and in many of his classes, used to often quote many verses from this chapter. One of the verse, few of the verses which Prabhupada used to quote is like the yesterday's verse which Rasik Gaurari Prabhu described, Nayam Deho Deha Bajam Raloke कष्टान कामान अर्हते विद्भुजाम ये तपो दिव्यम पुत्रकायेन सत्वम शुद्येदि अस्मात् ब्रह्म सौख्यम तु अनंतम। दैट दिस ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ इज नॉट मेंट टू कीप वर्किंग हार्ड लाइक कैट्स एंड डॉग्स। ह्यूमन लाइफ इज मेंट फॉर तपो दिव्यम। ह्यूमन लाइफ इज मेंट फॉर एंगेजिंग इन ऑस्टरिटी, एंड व्हेन वन एंगेजेस इन ऑस्टरिटी देन शुद्धिये यस्मात् ब्रह्म सौख्यम तु अनंतम, देन वन विल गेट द इटर्नल ब्लिसफुल लाइफ ऑफ ट्रांसेंडेंस। सो दिस इज द वर्स विच प्रभुपाद यूज टू ऑफन कोट, एंड दिस सेकेंड वर्स ऑल्सो प्रभुपाद यूज टू रिपीटेडली कोट। सो वेन एवर देर वॉज द थीम ऑफ टेकिंग शेल्टर ऑफ साधुस, असोसिएशन ऑफ अ साधु, देन प्रभुपाद यूज टू कोट दिस वर्स, महत् सेवाम द्वारम आहोर विमुक्तेस तमो द्वारम योषित संगी संगात। वेन वन असोशिएट्स विथ अ साधु देन वॉट विल हैपन, इट ओपन्स द डोर फॉर लिबरेशन, एंड वेन वेन असोशिएट्स विथ अ साधु तमो द्वारम योषित संगी संगम। योषित इज अ वुमन और पीपल हु आर अटैच टू वुमन, सो एनी वन हु हैज द डिजायर टू एंजॉय द सेंसेस, सो वेन वन असोशिएट विथ अ साधु देन तमो द्वारम इट विल ओपन द डोर टू hellish condition. And what are the qualities of sadhu? In the third and the fourth line, mahantaste samachitta. Samachitta is equipoised. Prashantah, he is peaceful. Vimanyava, vimanyava means sadhu is free from anger. Surda, he is the well-wishing friend of everyone. Sadhava, sadhava, he is a saintly person. So these five qualities of a sadhu is explained. So this verse also Prabhupada used to quote, and other few verses also which are very famous Prabhupada used to quote, that Pumsam Striya Mithuni Bhava Metad, that how in this material world when a woman and a man they come together, so there is a hard knot that is formed when they come together. Ata Griha Shetra Sutapta Vittir Janasya Mohoyam Aham Mameti. So with that I, me and mine, that consciousness expands when a woman and male come together, so the hard knot of material existence is bound together. So that was also Prabhupada quotes, parabhavas tavad abodha jato yavad na jigyasitam atva tattvam. So that was also used to quote, that if one does not utilize this human form of life to inquire about self-realization, then his human life is being wasted. So that is also one of the famous verse. Another verse which Abhay Krishna Prabhu gave class, गुरु न सस्याद स्वजनो न सस्याद पिता न सस्याद जननी न सस्याद। सो दैट इज ऑल्सो फ्रॉम दिस चैप्टर ओनली, दैट वन कैनॉट बिकम अ गुरु, वन कैनॉट बिकम अ फादर, वन कैनॉट बिकम अ टीचर, वन कैनॉट बिकम अ रिलेटिव इफ ही इज अनेबल टू कैरी आउट हिज डिपेंडेंस फ्रॉम द साइकिल ऑफ बर्थ एंड डेथ, इफ ही इज अनेबल टू हेल्प। सो ऑल दिस रेस्पॉन्सिबल पोजिशन which one takes is cannot take if it does not give proper culture to their dependence. So that is also from this chapter. So we see many important verses which Srila Prabhupada used to quote is from this chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, it is considered one of the very important sections which Lord Rishabhdev is teaching to his 100 sons. It is explained out of the 100 sons, one son was Paramahamsa, Bharat Maharaj. Other 9 sons were Kshatriyas, whom were given 9 different tracts to rule. So 9 plus 1 is 10. And 9 were Mahabhagavatas. So in the 11th canto, we see the names of the Nava Yogendras, which come. Kavi, Havi, Antariksha, Prabuddha, Pippalayan, Avir Hotra, Drumila, Chamas, Karabhajan. So they are the Nava Yogendras. They are also sons of our Rishabhdev. And then finally the 81 sons, they are perfectly qualified Brahmanas. So all these 100 sons, Rishabhdev is instructing them about how this human form of life is very rare and how in this rare human form of life, one has to utilize it to associate with a saintly person. Otherwise, the human life will get wasted. So we see he begins the discussion to his sons about speaking about the rarity of this human form of life and how it is very important to associate with the sadhu. So we see that throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam, that there is the speaker and the hearer, and the speaker is giving valuable instructions to the hearer. So Rishabhadev is speaking very wonderful instructions to his son, but we see that Rishabhadev himself is demonstrating such wonderful qualities himself. So there is a very perfect combination of an ideal speaker and there is a very perfect combination of an ideal hearer. Rishabhadev is the ideal speaker here and his sons are the ideal hearer. And when there is a perfect combination of an ideal speaker and an ideal hearer, then what comes out, it's a very valuable instruction that we see in this section. So therefore, many times we see nowadays many people speak of anything and everything, different topics. And many people are also ready to hear from anyone and everyone. But that is not the case in Vedic culture. In Vedic culture, who can speak, that was defined. Someone had some qualification, adhikar. When he himself used to live, then he used to speak that wisdom. And even from the perspective of the hearers also, there was an ideal qualification. Like we see in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam also, the sages of Naimisharanya and Suta Goswami, when they come together, there is a qualification that is given of the ideal speaker and the ideal hearer. So the qualification of the ideal hearer, that is explained that the anagha, all the important verses that comes, that the here the speaker, he is anagha, he is sinless, he is well read in the Vedic literatures, akhyatani api aditani dharma shastrani yavata. So all the different qualifications of the speaker is explained. The Naimisharanya sages, they tell, why you want to hear from Suta Goswami? Because he is sinless. Vetatam saumya tat sarvam tatra tas tad anugraha bruyu snigdasya shishyasya guyo guyam apyuta. So he is saumya. He is very gentle in his behavior. Therefore, he has received a lot of blessings from the spiritual master. So the speaker, Shaunakadi Rishis, they are giving that we are ready to hear from you this message of Srimad Bhagavatam, because we are seeing these wonderful qualities in you. The qualities of sinless, akhyatani, you are very well read, and aditani, you have read and also you have explained to others all the Vedas, the Puranas, the Itihasas. So the speaker, the hearer are reposing their faith in the speaker, that we are hearing from you because you have these qualities. Rishabhdev has these wonderful qualities before he is speaking that we see in the previous chapter. What wonderful qualities Rishabhdev is demonstrating. And the hearer also has qualities. That also is explained in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So first canto in the 18th chapter, there is this verse, this comes. तन्नो भवान् वै भगवत् प्रधानो महत्तमैकांत परायणस्य हरेरुदारं चरितं विशुद्धं शुश्रूषतां नो वितनोतु विद्वन्. सो इन दिस वर्स द सेजस एक्सप्लेन द क्वालिटीज ऑफ द हियरर, द क्वालिटीज ऑफ द स्पीकर एंड द मेसेज दैट इज बीन स्पोकन ऑफ. सो दे से यू आर भगवत प्रधानो. वॉट इज द क्वालिफिकेशन ऑफ द स्पीकर? तन्नो भवान वै भगवत प्रधान. द ओनली गोल ऑफ युअर स्पीकिंग इज दैट यू वॉन्ट टू गिव अस कृष्णा. दैट इज ओनली पर्पज. देर इज नो अदर पर्पज इन यू स्पीकिंग टू अस डियर सुत गोस्वामी. एंड हु आर वी? वी आर वेरी ईगर टू हियर शुश्रूषताम. एंड वॉट इज द टॉपिक दैट इज बीन डिस्कस्ड? हरेर उदारम चरितम विशुद्धम. द टॉपिक्स ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड विच इज वेरी प्योर विशुद्ध. सो द क्वालिफिकेशन ऑफ द हियरर इज ही इज वेरी ईगर टू हियर. एंड द क्वालिफिकेशन ऑफ द स्पीकर इज ही हैज नो अदर मोटिव. विथ प्यूरिटी इन हिज हार्ट ही वॉन्ट्स टू गिव कृष्णा. सो देर फोर वेरी वंडरफुल इंस्ट्रक्शन आर चर्न्ड वेन दैट कॉन्शियसनेस बिटवीन द स्पीकर एंड द हियरर इज देर. सो हियर वी सी the beautiful qualities of Rishabhdev we saw in the previous chapter and his glorious sons. So both the speakers and the hearer, they are very powerful, and what is being churned here is the wonderful instructions in the form of very beautiful verses which Prabhupada explains that the set of teachings which Rishabhdev gives is very important for everyone, because Rishabhdev as an ideal, he was, in the previous chapter we saw he went to ideal brahmachari life. He demonstrated what an ideal brahmachari is, then ideal grahastha. So ideal way what is life is that he demonstrated. So therefore it is explained that Rishabha means the foremost of all the living entities. He is the best of all living entities and the wonderful qualities. So it is explained that anyone who follows the activities and the teachings of Rishabhdev, the Phalashruti which is explained when one discusses about the teachings of Rishabhdev, it is explained that samasta duscharita abhiharanam, it will vanquish sinful activities. That is the first Phalashruti. Anyone who meditates on Rishabhdev, anyone who discusses the teachings or activities of Rishabhdev, samasta duscharita abhiharanam, so it will vanquish sinful activities. Param mahamangala, it will create auspiciousness. And Vasudeve eka antata labhyate, so one attains pure bhakti. So these are the three benefits it is explained when one discusses about Rishabhdev or meditates upon his glorious qualities. So here in today's verse we see Lord Rishabhdev is speaking about very important theme here about taking shelter of the association of devotees. Mahat sevam dwaram ahur vimuktes tamo dwaram yoshita sangi sangam. So one has to take shelter of mahatmas, and when one takes shelter of mahatmas, that will lead to getting free from the bondage of material existence. And on the contrary, if one takes shelter of duratmas, then that will lead to hellish condition of life. Tamo dwaram yoshita sangi sangam. So therefore first important thing is who is a mahatma. So here it is explained that one should take shelter of mahatma. But in India especially, many people have misconception. Prabhupada used to say whenever mahatma word is spoken, so many times people feel that any politician is called mahatma, or anyone who is dressed in saffron robes, or someone has a long beard or a long hair, so he is termed as mahatma. But Prabhupada says that definition of who is a mahatma is very clear in the Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter. Krishna tells mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakritim ashrita bhajanti ananya manaso gyatva bhutadim avyayam. So who is a mahatma? So mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakritim ashrita. So mahatma is one who takes shelter of the internal potency of the Lord. So one time His Holiness Bhakti Rasamrita Swami Maharaj had come to Govardhan Eco Village, and just one day before Radhashtami. So he chose on this verse, on the board this verse was there, that Mahatmanastu Mam Partha. Why? Because he said, Daivi Prakriti Mashrita. Mahatmas are those people who take shelter of the internal potency of the Lord. And that is represented by Srimati Radharani. And Duratmas, on the contrary, Duratmas are those who take shelter of the Mahamaya Shakti of the Lord, the illusory potency of the Lord. And Mahatmas take shelter of the internal potency of the Lord. And Bhajanti Ananya Manaso Gyatva Bhutadim Avyayam. And they are always engaged in rendering devotional service, knowing very well about the greatness of the Supreme Lord, that the Supreme Lord is Avyayam. He is inexhaustible, he is infallible. So the Mahatmas always engage in devotional service of the Lord, knowing very well about the greatness of the Supreme Lord. So that is the definition of a Mahatma. Mahatma is not someone who can be externally judged. Therefore, in the next verse of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains that what are the activities of Mahatmas? Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dridavrata namasyantascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Satatam kirtayanto mam. So Mahatma is one who is always engaged in performing devotional service unto the Supreme Lord. Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dridavrata. He takes vows which are favorable for advancing in Krishna consciousness, like Ekadashi or the Kartik vows which devotees takes. Yatantascha dridavrata. So he takes efforts and vows to increase his determination to advance in Krishna consciousness. Namasyantascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. He always does naman or offers obeisances unto the Supreme Lord. So these are the qualifications of Mahatmas. So Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahur Vimukte. So one has to take shelter of such kind of Mahatmas. It is not like Prabhupada in this purport in 9.14. He says that a Mahatma cannot be manufactured by rubber stamping an ordinary person. You cannot just rubber stamp a person and say that he is Mahatma. No. Mahatma has to be judged based on his activities. We see that how during this episode of Durvas Muni and Ambarish Maharaj. So externally, Durvas Muni was a yogi. He was respected like, oh, he is a sadhu. And Ambarish Maharaj externally is like someone who is a king, who is living in the palace with his wife and children. So he is not so great. But then when the Sudarshan was released, who was actually a great soul and was not, who was a Mahatma and who was not a Mahatma, was revealed in the presence of Sudarshan. So at that time it was revealed that how Ambarish Maharaj externally, it appeared that he was a person, pound shillings, and he was a person living with family and money and all. But then the devotion of his heart was revealed at that time. So therefore, a Mahatma is not someone who can be identified externally. So therefore, Prabhupada writes in the purport that a Mahatma does not divert his attention to anything outside Krishna because he knows perfectly well that Krishna is the original Supreme Person, the cause of all causes. There is no doubt about it. Such a Mahatma or great soul develops through association with other Mahatmas or pure devotees. So one Mahatma takes association of another Mahatma and he becomes a great soul. So that's how a Mahatma, he takes association of another great soul, he becomes a great soul. So Prabhupada says that these Mahatmas or pure devotees are not even attracted by Krishna's other features, such as the four-armed Mahavishnu form. They are simply attracted by the two-armed form of Krishna. So the Mahatmas are only attracted by the two-armed form of Shyam Sundar. Yam Shyam Sundaram Achintya Gunaswarupam. So Mahatmas are not attracted even by the four-armed form of Vishnu. So general definition of Mahatma is, oh, he is a sadhu, he is a devotee. But then Prabhupada gives another specific definition of Mahatma is one who is only interested in worshipping the Shyam Sundar form of the Lord. He is not even interested in worshipping other forms of Krishna or Mahavishnu or the other forms. No. is only focus is to worship Shyam Sundar form of the Lord. So that is the specific definition of a Mahatma, which we see Srila Prabhupada is quoting here. And we also can elaborate on this theme, which is quoted in this verse, Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahur Vimuktes Tamo Dwaram Yushita Sangi Sangam. From the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, if we see between the discussion between Lord Kapiladev and Mother Devahuti, so this theme also comes up very beautifully. In that section, we see that how when Mother Devahuti is totally frustrated after her husband, Lord Kardam Muni, leaves, and Devahuti is feeling totally unsheltered. And she is telling that, I have been solidly cheated by your illusory energy. I associated with you for 100 years, but I only asked for material benediction. I only asked for a child. Now you are leaving me and I am feeling totally fearful. So after that, she takes shelter of her son, Lord Kapiladev. And very beautifully, we see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, this theme of her questions to Kapiladev, and in reply, Kapiladev is speaking about the importance of association with the devotees of the Lord and who are the devotees of the Lord. So very much matches with the today's theme. So we'll discuss from the third chapter, third canto, 26th, 25th chapter, entitled The Glories of the Devotional Service. So here it is explained that Devoti Rovacha Nirvinna Nitaram Bhuman Asad Indriya Tarshanat Ena Sambhavya Mamena Prapannandantam Aprabhu. So Devoti is asking question to her spiritual master, her son, that Nirvinna Nitaram Bhuman Asad Indriya Tarshanad. I am very much frustrated with this sense gratification. Asad Indriya Tarshanad. Because of engaging in sense gratification, my dear Lord, I am repeatedly falling into the abscess of ignorance. Tamandha Prapannandham Tama Prabhu. I am becoming totally blind and I am falling into this abscess of ignorance. So please, you are like the sun. You are like the eye. So you know what I am going through. So you please help me. So she tells that, Tasya tam tamaswandhasya dushparasya adyaparagam satchakshur janmanamante labdham metvat anugrahat. So she tells that, Tasya tam tamaso andhasya. That, my dear Lord, only by taking shelter of you can I come out of this ignorance. Where I am identifying myself with the body and I am trying to enjoy this material world. Although I am enjoyed for hundreds of years. So he explained that 100 autumns passed like a flash when Devoti was enjoying with Kardam Muni. But even after enjoying in the best of the aerial mansions which Kardam Muni had created to fulfill the desire of Devoti, the best of the facilities, the best of the palaces, for 100 years, but still she was totally dissatisfied. So therefore she is sharing her realization that even though I have enjoyed the best of the material comforts in the best possible way for hundreds of years, but still I am not at all satisfied. So my dear spiritual master, my dear son, you please help me so that I can get out of this Indriya Tarshanad. And then she tells that you are Tvam Tvagataham Sharanam Sharanyam Svabhritya Samsara Tarokutharam Jigyasayam Prakrite Purushasya Namami Saddharma Vidam Varishtam. She tells that I have taken your shelter. Tvam Tvagataham Sharanam Sharanyam. You are like the axe. Svabhritya Samsara Tarokutharam. So I am entangled in this karma bandhan and you are like that axe. Axe with that wooden handle which is used to cut anything. So here she is comparing Lord Kapiladev to a axe. So generally devotees like to compare or call out Lord like Yashoda Nandan or Devaki Nandan, Partha Sarathi. But here we see that Devotee is using the word that you are like the axe. Swabhritya samsara taro kutharam. You are like the axe. Why? Because she is totally entangled in the samsara. Therefore, she sees that in order to cut, sharp axe is needed. So, therefore, I am comparing you to a axe. So, generally, devotees don't compare a lot to an axe of a, this thing. But she is comparing it in that way. So, you are like that axe, Lord. Please help to cut this entanglement which is troubling me in this material world. So, after having questioned that, the Supreme Lord, he speaks about many different things, but essentially he speaks about the process of devotional service, and he begins to quote this very famous verse, Prasangam ajaram pasham atmana kavayo vidu sa eva sadhu shukrito moksha dwaram apavritam. So that was also very similar like this verse. Moksha dwaram apavritam. So here also it is explained. Mahat sevam dwaram ahur vimuktes. Moksha dwaram apavritam. So prasangam ajaram pasham. So attachment to the material is very strong. Prasangam ajaram pasham atmana kavayo vidu. Kavis means the learned personalities. So learned personalities have concluded that attachment to material is very strong. Sa eva sadhushu krito moksha dwaram atavritam. So one has to divert that attachment to matter to sadhus or the Supreme Lord. So living being has a tendency to become attached to something. Our philosophy is not that we should become desireless. So there are these Buddhist philosophies which say that the problem that we are suffering in this material world is all of us, we have attachment. All of us, we have desires. We have emotions. Therefore, we are suffering in this world. So the solution is we should become desireless. We should become shunya. We should remove all the desires. But that is not possible as per our philosophy. The living entity has to desire. We cannot artificially suppress our desires. If someone tries to artificially suppress, like the other philosophies, so it's like pressing a spring. The more you suppress, the more you suppress, at one point of time, it will again shoot up or jump like anything. So here it is explained that sa eva sadhushu krito moksha dwaram apavritam. So our desire for matter has led to a bondage to the material world. So that same desire has to be properly channelized to Lord or the Lord devotees. So in this purport, Prabhupada explains that a living entity by constitution has the propensity to be attached to something. We see that if someone has no object of attachment, if he has no children, then he transfers his attachment to the cats and dogs. This indicates that the propensity for attachment cannot be stopped. So Prabhupada says that one cannot stop becoming attached. So if we say that, oh, I am not attached to my children or I don't have children, then that propensity will be engaged in. We will start loving, showing our love for cats and dogs. Because desire cannot be stopped. But it has to be channelized. That propensity to love someone has to be channelized to loving Lord, loving the Lord's devotees. So that's how Lord Kapiladev tells Mother Devahuti that Prasangam ajaram pasham atmana kavayo vidu sa eva sadhu shukrito moksha dwaram apavritam. Then he says that how to identify a sadhu. So although I have told that one has to channelize one's attachment towards sadhu, how to identify a sadhu? Titikshava karunika suridam sarvadehinam ajata shatra shantah sadavo sadhu bhushanam. So sadhu bhushanam or the ornaments of a sadhu. So these are different qualities. Lord Kapiladev explains that titikshava, a devotee is tolerant. That is the first. Karunika, he is merciful to all living entities. Suridam sarvadehinam. He is a well-wisher, surud of all living entities. Not only human beings, but also to dogs cats to all living entities. Ajata Shatraha is not, he does not have enemy. Ajata Shatraha Shantaha is very peaceful. Sadhavo Sadhu Bhushanam. So these are the qualities of a sadhu. So Prabhupada explains that titikshava or a tolerance. So Prabhupada writes that while engaged in preaching work, a devotee has to meet with many opposing elements. Someone may mistreat him because non-devotees do not like to be preached to. But the sadhu has the thankless task of impressing upon the importance of devotional service. Prabhupada gives the example of Lord Jesus Christ, who was crucified by his own people. And he gives the example of Haridas Thakur. He was beaten in 22 marketplaces. He gives the example of Nityananda Prabhu, who was violently attacked by Jagai and Madai. So, a devotee has to be tolerant, Prabhupada says, because while executing preaching activities, a lot of unfavorable elements will try to harm a devotee. But he has to be tolerant. And then Prabhupada says that Surada Sarva Dehinam, he quotes the example of Shivananda Sen, who was compassionate not only to a human being, but also to the dogs. When the dog joined the party, he ensured that the dog is also taken care. And later on, when it was not there, he became very much disturbed. So Prabhupada quotes the example. We also hear that how one time His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, when he was in Udupi, he had gone for a treatment. So at that time, he used to see at one place where there was this dog along with the puppies. Every day he used to see. And then the puppy used to always dig a hole in the ground. That's how they used to play. And one time the car passed and the puppy was there in that hole. And the puppy died because the car suddenly passed through the hole. And Maharaj, when he came and he saw, so he was chanting for that puppy till before that puppy was leaving the body, and Maharaj chanted. And then Maharaj was speaking in one Bhagavatam class that other, after the other days when Maharaj was passing, he was seeing how the mother, she was constantly going near that hole where the baby puppy had left the body, and she was always smelling. So Maharaj is telling that they say that animals don't have soul. But how can they say that? So great souls are not only compassionate to human beings, but they are also compassionate to all the animals also, like cats and dogs here, Prabhupada explaining. So that's how these qualities of sadhus are being explained. And then further, very beautiful verses he tells. And then Kapiladeva concludes telling his mother that Ta ete sadhava sadvi sarva sangha vivarjita sangaste shvata te pyarthya sangha dosha haraite. So he tells that, oh my mother, these are the qualities of great devotees who are free from all attachment. So you have to take shelter of such holy men. Sangaste shvata te pyarthya sangha dosha haraite. So when you take attachment of such pure devotees of the Lord, then you will become free from the influence of material nature. So that's how here we see Lord Kapiladeva is beautifully explaining to Mother Devoti about the importance of taking shelter of sadhus and how to identify sadhu regarding the qualities, titikshava, karunika, and then what one should do in the association of devotees. Satam prasangam Mama virya samvido bhavantirit karna rasaya nakatha tadjoshanada swapavarga vartmani shraddha ratim bhakti anukramishyati. So he says that satam prasangam mama virya samvido. When devotees come together, the association of sadhus, what we do is discuss about the glorious activities of the Lord. Mama virya samvido. And bhavantirit karna rasaya nakatha. So discussions of the Lord, that is very pleasing to the ear and the mind. Bhavanti rit karana rasayana katha. And what will happen? Tad joshanad ashu apavarga vartmani. So very quickly it will help one to cross over this material existence. Shraddha rati bhaktir anukramishyati. So just by discussing about the activities of the Lord, by engaging in Krishna Katha in the association of devotees, one will go from the stage of Shraddha till the stage of Prema. Adav Shraddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha, Tata Bhajana Kriya, Anatra Nivritti, Nishta, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhava, Prema. So here it is explained that Shraddha, Ratir, Bhaktir, Anukramishyati. Anukramishyati means be step by step. So only by coming in association of devotees and regularly discussing Krishna Katha, can a devotee begin his devotional service from Shraddha till the stage of Prema. Step by step he can go. So that's how we see here, very beautiful verses here Kapiladeva is explaining about taking association of sadhus, mat sevam dwaram ahur vimuktis, which will lead to getting liberated from the material existence, and one should avoid tamo dwaram yoshita sanghi sangat. One should avoid associating with a sadhu, especially yoshita. In this verse is explained that woman or womanizers, and the qualities of sadhu as we saw today, mahantasche samachitta prashanta vimanyava surada sadhavaye. So we discussed from the third canto, wherein Lord Kapiladev is also speaking on the similar verse about the importance of taking association of sadhu, and also he speaks about one should avoid taking association of non-devotees, asat sangatyagei vaishnava achar. So these are the few things that we discussed today on this verse. Anyone has any questions or comments, we can take it up or we can conclude here. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nithai Gaur Premanande.